Ulrich Neumann is currently appearing at Prague's Divadlo Ypsilon in a Mark Twain play he himself translated into Czech. The new production marks his return to the theatre's stage after a gap of nearly 2.5 decades. In between, he lived in Vienna and then London, where he worked for the Czech section of the BBC World Service during what was a period of change. When I met Ulrich Neumann the other evening in a cafe in Davidsa, he first told me a little about his family background.
I come from a family of artists and intellectuals. My mother's father was a journalist. My father's father was an actor. His father was a poet who was quite well known in this country. And my father started as a poet as well, and I ended up in theatre.
Tell us where you got your unusual name. At least to me, the name Ulrich is a new name.
It's pretty common in Poland. It's not as usual in the Czech Republic. Ulrich is short for Julius.
And you told me earlier that your parents named you after some top communist.
I wouldn't say top communist. He was one of the communist journalists from before the Second World War. My mother and her father were sharing an apartment with him. His name was Julius Fučík. He was executed by the Nazis and was made into a kind of hero legend after the Second World War.
You yourself studied acting. What drew you to the theater?
As far as I can remember, I was always somehow connected to the theater. It probably started when my grandfather, who was a national theater actor, quite well known from movies, and he was taking me for matinees on Saturdays and Sundays. It was kind of a babysitting, and he put me on one or the other side in the wings of the theater, and I watched all the classical repertoire, all plays. I didn't really mind what I was watching, but it was a very fascinating world, especially because I couldn't, as a child, I couldn't tell apart what was reality and what was stage. Like I saw the stagehand changing the set between the scenes. But after, when the scene started, I was still wondering how come the trees were on the stage? How could they grow so quickly?
Your first engagement as an actor wasn't in Prague, but it was in Liberec, I believe.
Yeah, my first professional job was at a small theatre, quite experimental for the time, quite unusual for the theatrical system of the 70s. It's called Ypsilon, it still exists. It's now in Prague rather than Liberec. It became kind of a home theater for me when I was coming back to Prague.
You, I guess this would have been in the mid-1980s, you left Czechoslovakia and you ended up in England, but via Austria, I believe.
Yes, I left in 1984 for after Christmas, after a show. I played a show, and next day I just took a train to Vienna, where I stayed for 4 years.
Why Vienna?
First, my mother was living there. Secondly, Vienna was the country which offered then political asylum to people connected with Charter 77.
Were you connected with Charter 77?
Well, I wasn't a signatory of Charter 77, but my mother was, and I was working, and I was in touch with other people who were working for it. Actually, me not being signatory was an advantage at that stage.
What was the immediate impulse to your departure from Czechoslovakia?
My mother left about 4 years early, and all the attention she was getting from the secret police was transferred to me, and the pressure was getting less and less bearable, and I was at the point where I really couldn't bear it anymore.
How did you then end up in the UK, in London?
We had these American friends in Vienna, and they called me once and they said there's an advert in The Economist and they are advertising a position with the Czech section of the BBC External Services, which later became World Service. So I applied, and it took about 9 or 10 months of vetting and different interviews, but I got the job and I went to London to work for the BBC.
Was that an enjoyable experience, I've spoken to a few people who worked for the Czech BBC at different times, I suppose, and they all speak about it fondly.
But it was definitely a fun experience. It was an experience of a very interesting times at the BBC. The BBC was changing, the world around the BBC was changing, and especially the initial phase when you had a feeling that you are doing something quite important for the country, giving information which was lacking terribly in Czechoslovakia at that stage. Then after 1989, obviously the times changed, but there were plenty of very interesting people to work with. There were people who were working for the BBC in the 40s when the Czech section or Czechoslovak section started. There was Ivan Jelínek, the poet. There was Karel Brušák, who was an ironic professor of Czech language at Cambridge University, with a very witty person, with a wicked sense of humor. When he thought a newsreader was reading too slowly, he just lit a match and put it down on his piece of paper so that he would have to finish it, reading the script fast and so on.
What was the impact of the changes here in 89 on your work at the BBC?
There was a big change in BBC internal policy of hiring staff, and the system of work changed from more or less translation / newsreading service into proper journalism, into interviewing people, doing more of personal stuff, going out, talking to people, writing dispatches and so on.
That's a few years ago now. About a year ago, you moved back here to Prague. How has that experience been?
You have this feeling that you are coming back and you meet the same people, but they obviously changed and I changed.
And after 20 years away, or more than 20 years away, do you feel after a year back here that you have kind of readjusted to Prague?
I think it will take much longer than that. I think it's 2 years from moving from one country to another takes about 2 years. To adjust to the country. You still have the feeling that there is a possibility of going away somewhere else, of going back, or even if it's an illusion. But there is probably some cutoff point when you say, okay, now I'll be here for good, and that didn't arrive yet.
Finally, what I guess has arrived is your return to the stage for the first time in a long time. You are now acting again.
It's after 24 years, almost to the day I was in the opening of the play in December of a Mark Twain play called Is He Dead in English. Strangely enough, it's the same group, it's Ypsilon, it's the same way of rehearsing. I would almost say the same people, the same strange notions of theater. But it feels quite pleasant to be there, to be with these people and to be on stage again. I don't know how well it comes across, but it's good fun.